NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies as well, and we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, indigenous maternal mortality rates have been rising in Kansas for at least two decades.
We live in two different worlds. Indigenous people claiming ourselves and our indigeneity. And then also we're met with that outside world of colonization.
A group of Kansas women is now training to bridge modern science and cultural practices in birth. More about the doulas coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned. KJ Hawks are taking on the Mizzou Tigers this weekend in football, and we have a fundraising showdown of our own. Every contribution you make to KPR is 1 point against Missouri and our friends at KBIA in Columbia. New donors, your points count double. Help us put Kansas on top. Donate starting tomorrow at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you. It's a border showdown with, you know, a really good outcome for basically public radio throughout the region. 50% chance of showers and storms this afternoon and this evening. We'll stay on top of that for you. We are expecting temperatures to drop significantly after that front moves through. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way with the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. Still keeping an eye on the weather. Still expecting some showers and storms here in the next 12 hours or so. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
...up in a Salvadoran prison. The case will likely end up before the Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Mel Bridges in Baton Rouge.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling in a Kansas case with Second Amendment implications. The lower court had dismissed the case against a Kansas man accused of illegally possessing a machine gun. But the appeals court has now reversed the dismissal and returned the case to the lower court for further proceedings. The defendant, Tamori Morgan, was indicted in April 2023 by a federal grand jury in Wichita on two counts of unlawful possession of a machine gun. The Topeka Capital Journal reports his attorney argued a federal law banning possession of machine guns was unconstitutional. The lower court agreed, but the appeals court did not. Officials at Shawnee Mission East High School in Johnson County are asking for help identifying the person or persons who made a social media post asking immigration enforcement to come to a soccer game. Jody Fortino reports.
Principal Jason Pieris says administration learned of an Instagram post on Friday targeting the Shawnee Mission West boys soccer team. The post suggested that immigration enforcement authorities come to the game because there would be undocumented immigrants in attendance. Pieris says the post was, quote, racist, cruel, and in no way represents our community. The anonymous account was deactivated, but Puri says the school is investigating who owned it. He says they'll, quote, pursue disciplinary action to the fullest extent allowed by law and Board of Education policy. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Emporia House explosion that killed two people in June has been ruled, quote, an accidental natural gas explosion. The house on East 6th Avenue blew up on the afternoon of June 18th. KSNT reports two people, both in their 70s, were killed. The incident was investigated by the Emporia Fire Department, the Emporia Police Department, and the Kansas State Fire Marshal. Investigators say the gas leak was inside the home. And the Kansas Department of Education is implementing new guidelines to combat bullying in schools. The focus is on mental health. WYBW-TV reports the new guidelines put an emphasis on counseling both bullies and their victims rather than disciplinary action. School counselors play a key role in the new effort. The Education Department says the guidelines have already been implemented in some schools. 50% chance of showers and storms this afternoon and this evening. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:35.
PR comes from this station and holds, if you're on the fence, you vote with the chair. Duke and Blinder both said this important decision is supposed to be made with the long-term good of the economy in mind, not based on what's popular politically.
Politics is never supposed to be brought into the game and basically isn't. And the fear now is that that happy circumstance may be coming to an end.
Because President Trump has made clear that he wants to influence the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. But the cost of that could be high inflation. Ultimately, it's something that this group, the FOMC, will decide. Sally Helm, NPR News.
And if you want to hear more about the job of the Fed board members and the stakes of the Fed's independence, listen to the latest episode of Planet Money.
Support for Planet Money comes from Workday. Workday is an AI platform for forward thinkers dedicated to transforming the way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Between 1999 and 2019, the increase in the number of indigenous pregnant women dying in Kansas was among the worst in the country. That's why a group of Kansas women is now training people to help expecting indigenous moms through pregnancy and birth. Noah Taborda has more about the new doula program.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and Sapphire Garcia is positions the support they offer can be life-saving. Moms who use doulas are two times less likely to experience birth complications and four times less likely to give birth to an underweight baby. Right now, the first cohort of doula trainees are meeting virtually, but some of the program will be in person. A hybrid format creates easier access for people across the state. They hope to have everyone graduate in the next few months.
That's when our language immersion happens. That's when our practices are taught.
They'll train them on practical skills, things like advocating for moms and different complications that might pop up, and blend that with their lived experiences. Ultimately, that's the goal with this cohort. Give credence to the idea indigenous heritage can amplify modern practices and empower women to find their best balance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can hear this story again or share it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will get you a fresh update of news headlines. Busy news day. Then a group of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers shared their stories on Capitol Hill today and called on the government to help them seek justice.
Release the files. Survivors and the public deserve the full truth.
The president continues to dismiss the matter as, quote, a Democratic hoax. Actually, he said it was a Democrat hoax. Sorry. More on that story coming up shortly on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. More information available at lawrencefarmersmarket.org.
50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Highs in the mid-80s, lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, after the front moves through, sunshine with a very pleasant high in the upper 70s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Considered for
Mentiv.com/careers. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Listen while you make breakfast or drop off the kids. Listen for a quiet moment to yourself. Listen for an informed start to your day. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can do that 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 50% chance of showers and storms for the rest of this afternoon and this evening. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
If the government
and the Public Welfare Foundation committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then rainbow-painted crosswalks will soon be a thing of the past in Florida. Big day in Florida today. Governor Ron DeSantis says city streets are no place for political messages.
We're not going to use the roads for that purpose. The roads are there for either pedestrians to cross or cars to go.
In Tampa, this new policy includes the removal of a mural honoring police. Megan Bowman will tell us more about it. We'll continue our wild card series with poet Ocean Vuong. And a brief history of Sesame Street, all coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
For the next few days, it's KU versus Mizzou, or at least KPR versus KBIA. And we need your help to win. Every dollar you give to KPR counts as 1 point. If it's your very first gift, it's worth a double. We are facing off against Mizzou, sort of. hoping to put a positive spin on the border showdown by trying to raise a little money for public media throughout the region. Make your gifts starting tomorrow at kansaspublicradio.org. Rock chalk and thanks. It's 420.
And we need to fix it.
After a week of upheaval, Kennedy takes questions from the Senate. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
That story and the latest national, international, and regional news coming your way tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
50% chance of showers and storms this evening. Lows in the lower 50s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Abilene. It's 4:30.
The office forecasts that this change will reduce participation in SNAP by about 2.4 million people. In November, veterans and people aged 55 to 64 must comply with the requirement. Ava Pukach, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Officials at Shawnee Mission East High School in Johnson County are asking for help identifying the person who made a social media post asking immigration enforcement to come to a soccer game. Jody Fortino reports.
Principal Jason Pieris says administration learned of an Instagram post on Friday targeting the Shawnee Mission West boys soccer team. The post suggested that immigration enforcement authorities come to the game because there would be undocumented immigrants in attendance. Peary says the post was, quote, racist, cruel, and in no way represents our community. The anonymous account was deactivated, but Peary says the school is investigating who owned it. He says they'll, quote, pursue disciplinary action to the fullest extent allowed by law and Board of Education policy. I'm Jody Fortino.
Housing advocates are calling on the Douglas County Commission to pass a measure that would guarantee legal representation for all renters facing eviction, regardless of income. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the measure is supported by the advocacy group Lawrence Tenants, as well as Kansas Holistic Defenders and the National Coalition for a Civil Right to Counsel. It would require the county to provide tenants counsel for legal proceedings in which they could lose their housing or housing subsidy. If enacted, it could take effect before the end of next year. Rural Kansas towns are shrinking along with their schools, and a version of football with smaller teams is helping keep the sport alive. Six-man football is a high-scoring game that only has six players on each team, opposed to the usual 11. Mark Lentz is the Assistant Executive Director for the Kansas State High School Activities Association. He says keeping the football team gives small towns something to do as a community.
When you play a varsity game on a Friday night, that's what's going on in town. And that's what we want to keep. And we want schools to thrive and communities to thrive and have that opportunity.
Last year, there were 23 six-man teams in Kansas. Lentz believes after this season, there will be more teams joining that division, especially in western Kansas. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a 50% chance of showers and storms in the evening. Then partly cloudy after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Slight chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the upper 50s. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
The Manson Family Trials. Muhammad Ali and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up, we have lots more All Things Considered, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then we will speak with an infectious disease doctor who weighs in on some of the new rules regarding access to COVID-19 vaccines.
People who live in households with immune compromise or vulnerable populations should get the vaccine, but that's not available under the current FDA guidance.
More on who is eligible for the shots and who is not, coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
We are still waiting on these storms, seeing things sort of starting to line up in central Kansas. So in the next couple of hours, we could be seeing some rain. 50% chance of showers and storms this evening, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 87 in Abilene, 83 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5.
PR Station.
You might hear some people you agree with on Morning Edition and some you don't. That's the point. Different views for a full picture of the news. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 60 seconds. It is 83 degrees in Topeka and it's 5 o'clock.
Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at CromwellSolar.com.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 88 in Abilene. It's 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, Newsmax is suing Fox. We'll find out why. Also, we'll tell you all about a new program designed to reduce indigenous maternal mortality rates. It has to do with training up some new doulas. That story and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU Channel 11, hosting the 5th annual Women on Wheels Car Show, a family-friendly event in Topeka. Saturday, September 13th. Registration and information at ktwu.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have music about fruit, birds, and rodeos. It's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m., the Game of the Golden Apples, the Pineapple Pole Ballet, and Haydn's The Lark String Quartet, and one of my personal favorites, the Thieving Magpie Overture of Rossini, La Gazzarra. Join us tonight for Evening Classical with Destiny. That's on your KPR1 stations. If KPR2 is more your thing, stick around for Moth Radio Hour coming up at 7 o'clock. We have a 50% chance of showers and storms this evening. Seeing some thunderstorms really getting going out around Salina this afternoon, all moving to the east. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR comes...
Agency is in trouble, and we need to fix it.
After a week of upheaval, Kennedy takes questions from the Senate. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines coming up shortly. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It's 85 in Emporia. The time is 5:30.
Similar issues. Vice President J.D. Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance visited Minneapolis today to pay their respects a week after two children were killed and 21 others injured in a mass shooting at a Catholic church. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
The Vances did not make public remarks, but left flowers outside Annunciation Catholic Church in honor of 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moisky, who were killed in the attack. The second couple also met privately with victims' families. The shooter, who died by suicide, wounded 21 other people. Several remain hospitalized.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling in a Kansas case with Second Amendment implications. The lower court had dismissed the case against a Kansas man accused of illegally possessing a machine gun. But the appeals court has now reversed the dismissal and returned the case to the lower court for further proceedings. The defendant, Tamori Morgan, was indicted in April 2023 by a federal grand jury in Wichita on two counts of unlawful possession of a machine gun. The Topeka Capital Journal reports his attorney argued a federal law banning possession of machine guns was unconstitutional. The lower court agreed, but the appeals court did not. Officials at Shawnee Mission East High School in Johnson County are asking for help identifying the person who made a social media post asking immigration enforcement to come to a soccer game. Jody Fortino reports.
Principal Jason Pieris says administration learned of an Instagram post on Friday targeting the Shawnee Mission West boys soccer team. The post suggested that immigration enforcement authorities come to the game because there would be undocumented immigrants in attendance. Pieris says the post was, quote, racist, cruel, and in no way represents our community. The anonymous account was deactivated, but Pieris says the school is investigating who owned it. He says they'll, quote, pursue disciplinary action to the fullest extent allowed by law and Board of Education policy. I'm Jody Fortino.
The Kansas Department of Education is implementing new guidelines to combat bullying in schools. The focus is on mental health. WIBW-TV reports the new guidelines put an emphasis on counseling both bullies and their victims, rather than disciplinary action. School counselors play a key role in the new effort. The Education Department says the guidelines have already been implemented in some schools. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Should be partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 50s. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and storms. On Friday, we're expecting highs to only reach the upper 60s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes
alleging that the cable giant has engaged in antitrust practices.
We will return you in just a moment to All Things Considered and that story on Newsmax suing Fox. But we have received a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service. This is for central Dickinson County. It is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm located near Abilene, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour with ping-pong ball-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Quarter-sized hail reported just about 5 minutes ago. About 3 miles west-northwest of Abilene. If you are in Abilene, Solomon, Enterprise, or Moonlight, you need to be taking shelter right now. Get inside a sturdy shelter. A severe thunderstorm warning till 6 o'clock for central Dickinson County, specifically Abilene, Solomon, Enterprise, and Moonlight. This also includes I-70 between mile markers 267 and 283. We also have a separate severe thunderstorm warning now for southern Dickinson County. This is in effect until 6:15 tonight, a severe thunderstorm about 6 miles northeast of Carlton. Again, ping-pong ball-sized hail being reported, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. This is for Harrington, Hope, and Carlton, a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Dickinson County until 6:15. And this just in, a severe thunderstorm warning now for southeastern Wabansee County, northwestern Osage County, and northeastern Lyon County until 6:15 this evening. Ping-pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. People in Burlingame, Scranton, or Harveyville, if you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. Move to a shelter inside a strong building. Stay away from windows. Very concerned about this very large hail. Again, Burlingame, Scranton, Harveyville, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 149 and 161. A severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Wabansee, Osage, and Lyon counties until 6:15. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Chris Ruddy acknowledges.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. We have another brand new severe thunderstorm warning just in from the National Weather Service. This is for southern Osage County. Our listeners in Osage City, Linden, Quinimo, Malvern, Olivet, Malvern Lake, and Pomona Lake, be aware you have a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45 this evening. This severe thunderstorm located near Burlingame, moving to the southeast at 30 miles per hour, ping-pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. Expect hail damage with this storm. This also includes I-35 between mile markers 156 and 167. Again, this is a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Osage County until 6:45 this evening. I'll be back with more weather shortly, but in the meantime, let me tell you a story. Between 1999 and 2019, the increase in the number of indigenous pregnant women dying in Kansas was among the worst in the nation. That's why a group of Kansas women is now training people to help expecting indigenous moms through pregnancy and birth. Noah Taborda of the Kansas News Service has more about this new doula program.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and
services are taught.
They'll train them on practical skills, things like advocating for moms and different complications that might pop up, and blend that with their lived experiences. Ultimately, that's the goal with this cohort. Give credence to the idea indigenous heritage can amplify modern practices and empower women to find their best balance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can hear this story again or share it at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. All right, we have quite a few active severe thunderstorm warnings. First, I want to tell you about the severe thunderstorm warning for southern Osage County until 6:45 tonight. Ping-pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, get indoors. You need to be inside a sturdy building. Osage City, Linden, Quinimo, Malvern, Olivet, Malvern Lake, and Pomona Lake, all covered by this. This also includes I-35 between mile markers 156 and 167. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Wabansee County, northwestern Osage County, and northeastern Lyon County until 6:15. This storm near Harveyville, moving to the southeast at 15 miles per hour. Again, reporting ping-pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you are in Burlingame, Scranton, or Harveyville, or on the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 149 and 161, you should be taking shelter now. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15 for southern Dickinson County. Again, ping-pong ball-sized hail, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors. We are expecting hail damage. damage with this storm. Locations affected include Harrington, Hope, and Carlton. And in another part of Dickinson County, central Dickinson County, you have a severe thunderstorm warning for about another 9 minutes. It's in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. Ping pong ball size tail and 60 mile an hour wind gusts right around Abilene. If you are in Abilene, Solomon, Enterprise, or Moonlight, or on I-70 between mile markers 267 and 283, be aware you have a severe thunderstorm moving through your area. If you're outdoors, get indoors. Large hail is nothing to mess with. If you are outdoors, you could be seriously injured. Same with animals. So in central Dickinson County, get indoors. A severe thunderstorm warning for your area until 6 o'clock. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress. We'll be hearing a story about the Air Force enacting new rules, leaving trans troops with few benefits and no due process.
So it was done.
You are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson with a quick update on the weather situation. We are seeing some extremely strong thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Dickinson County until 6:15. Now hearing reports of 2-inch diameter hail about 7 miles south of Abilene. This storm moving to the southeast at 20 miles per hour. If you are in Harrington, Hope, or Carlton, you have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about another 15 minutes. Again, very large hail being reported with this. If you're outdoors, get indoors. You should have your animals indoors if you can at all. Expect hail damage with this storm. We are also following a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Waubonsie County, northwestern Osage County, and northeastern Lyon County until 6:15. Located about 4 miles southeast of Harveyville, this includes Burlingame and Scranton and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 156 and 157. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southern Osage County until 6:45 tonight. Ping pong ball sized hail with this storm, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Locations affected include Osage City, Lyndon, Quinimo, Malvern, Olivet, Malvern Lake, and Pomona Lake. If you're outdoors, get indoors. This severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:45 tonight. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org.
If the government